From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning. So what do you make of yesterday?
Well, it was interesting, wasn't it? I thought it was described as a dovish pivot, but it felt a bit more pronounced than that, didn't it? So, yeah, for at the headline outcome, very much expected. They dropped the official cash rate to 3%, but it was the big shift in the background and in the positioning stance of the bank that I think stole the show. So, Mike, let's refresh this. Last two meetings, what have we had? We've had a pause, and we had a 25 basis point cut with one member of the committee not agreeing in the OCR, bottoming out just under 3%. Well, now we've got the OCR bottoming out at 2.5% approximately, and a massive change in tone. And I want to highlight a couple of things, Mike. We haven't got long enough to go into the whole thing, but I want to highlight a couple of things. Mike, it's not where inflation is now, as that comes through in the statement. And even the bank says that monetary policy right now can't do anything about inflation in the September quarter. Right now, what this is about, it's about spare capacity in the economy. Because despite the short-term inflation pressure, significant spare capacity continues to reduce domestic price pressures. That's their words exactly. And that's described as being one of the key judgments here. So the market, interest rate market, really picked up on two things. The change in the OCR track, so that 2.5% by the end of this year or early next year, and what you've just referred to, the summary of the meeting. Voting revealed they had two options on the table. One was a 25 basis point cut, one was a 50 basis point cut, and two members voted for the 50 basis point cut. Also, Mike, I want to point out something else. The comments in the MPS reflected, there were some comments that reflect the conversation we had the other day. Certain aspects of spending described in the document as essential expenditure components, food, gas, electricity, rates. Oh, surprise, surprise, Mike, they've gone up by more than inflation. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the factors that are going to contribute to a slower recovery in domestic spending. And that's exactly what we've seen this year, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. A slow recovery in domestic spending. Let me translate this. You get a boost in your household income from lower mortgage rates, but it partially has to go to the fact that these essential items have all gone up, so you've got no money left for anything else. So you add to that a weaker labour market, so people are working fewer hours, saw that in the Neighbour numbers the other day, household savings, and what have you got? You've got a slow recovery. Now, you pointed out growth for the second quarter estimated to now be negative. Negative impact of slowing migration. And there's also, Mike, in there, there's a box in the monetary policy statement about business visits. They actually went out and they spoke to some people. I think the feedback they got from those could have been quite influential. In other words, people were saying, geez, it's not that great out there. What does it all mean? Well, wholesale interest rates dropped lower, Mike. Swap rates, 1 to 2 years, around 17 basis points lower. That's a big move in that market. Longer rates, a little less. Should feed through to mortgage rates. Should. Kiwi dollar down sharply. 59 cents when we spoke yesterday, 58.30. Share market liked it. Also, rates look like they're going to be lower for longer. Look, there's other aspects we don't have time to talk about, Mike. The fact that they noted that monetary policy can only do so much work. There's a nod to the government there. There's still uncertainty out there. They're trying to lift confidence, but fascinating day, wasn't
Isn't
it?
Isn't it? Yeah, it was. Disappointing and fascinating at the same time. Yep. Are you and I going to be alive when Fletcher's come to the party and go, geez, it's been a good year?
We've got the pop champagne corks, haven't we? So, yeah, Fletcher Building, FY25 results, two things, I guess. The result, including significant items, was pretty grim. And then you've got to sift through to have a look at the underlying profit, take those big numbers out. Revenue down 9%, earnings $384 million, looks weak. That reflects construction, you know, and the operating environment. The significant items were, well, Mike, they were significant. $702 million worth of significant. Net loss of $419 million. The year described as being one of the most demanding years in recent memory. Result was slightly ahead of guidance when you look through to that underlying level. Costs are being reduced. Looking for a sale of construction business. No detailed forward guidance. But New Zealand volumes expected to be soft through the rest of the year. Australia better than mixed in. Yes, yeah. We all long for a day that Fletcher Building can announce a result without significant items.
I would ask about Spark, but I don't want to be any more depressed. Just give me the numbers.
I'll give you the numbers. Here we go. The US market's a little bit weak, actually. The Dow Jones is down, as I'm looking at it now, it's down 102 points, 0.22%, 44,822. The S&P 500 down 33 points, 6377, about 0.5%. The NASDAQ down more. There's a bit of rotation out of tech and into other things. The NASDAQ's down 1.2%. 1%, 21,058. The FTSE 100 gained 1% yesterday, happy days, 9,288. The Nikkei, yeah, not great there, down 1.5%, 657 points, 42,888. Shanghai Composite up 1%, 3,766. The Aussies gained 0.25% yesterday, 8,917. As I said, NZX 50 loved it. Up 1.1%, 143 points, 13,071. Kiwi dollar, weaker, 0.5832 against the US, 0.9060 against the Aussie, 0.4999 against the Euro, 0.4331 pounds, 85.79 Japanese yen. Gold, $3,346. Brent crude, $66.80. Big day.
Good on you, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.